And it is time for our monthly home improvement chat with Angelo D'Ambrosio of IPMT Remedial Building Consultants and Paint Project Management. It's his first time on air with me this year, so it's a happy new year and welcome back, Angelo. I hope you've had a good rest.
Thank you very much. I have. And the same to you and all the listeners.
Thanks, sir. Have you been busy around the house? Have you tackled any big DIY projects in the holidays?
I planned a few, but got to none.
Story of all of us, I think. Okay. Angelo, it's a general segment today, so we are opening the lines on 021-446-0567 for your general DIY and home improvement queries. In the meantime, we have stumbled upon a blog during the holidays that was just a wealth of clever hacks for fixing common problems in the home, and we're going to share a couple of those with you today while we wait for your questions. A reminder, you're also welcome to ask a question by voice note to 072-567-1567. Angelo, the blog's called thedadist.com. I came across it in the holidays and I couldn't believe what I was reading because tick, 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 he was answering questions that come up on this show all the time. Did you take a look at the list?
I did. It was almost like they had a script of our show and were simply copying down the questions and giving the answers. It was amazing.
It was fantastic. So let's run through a few of those tips while we wait for the first calls to come through. Angelo, the first one was a very interesting one, turning to the pantry to solve the issue of scratches on a wooden floor or table.
Correct. So they're referring to a walnut, which is obviously it's a nut, but I mean you use the walnut, you rub it into the scratch, and then you use your finger. Once you've rubbed the walnut in, you use your finger to press it in, and that reacts with the oils, allows the wood to absorb the oil, and then once that's done, then you sit and you take a nice soft cloth, a lint cloth, and you buff it up, and it should give you a really, really good finish and match.
So a walnut is specifically what they recommend. Angelo, do you think it would work with other nuts that are oily, or do you think there's something specifically about walnut oil that is particularly fit for purpose here?
Well, I think the information needs to be a little bit more detailed in terms of different types of wood, mm-hmm. but generally that would work for the harder type of wood.
Okay, so rubbing it with a walnut and then using your fingers to massage that oil into the scratched area until it's absorbed, and then buff it up with a soft cloth. So that's the tip number one for getting scratches off a wooden surface. Okay, before we go to tip number two, let's take a question from Annie in Seapoint, who has WhatsApped wondering, can you paint an exposed stainless steel geyser?
Yes, you can.
What sort of paint would you use?
Well, so obviously, stainless steel, it's a product made for the outside to withstand the elements. Mm-hmm. So by coating it, you would be giving further protection. However, you need to ensure that the coating that you use can adhere to the stainless steel. So it would need to be cleaned properly and probably etched, and then the proper primers used to ensure that there is both a chemical and a mechanical bond so that your coating, your exterior coating, can be applied. Now, a mechanical bond would be something like a light sandpaper with very fine sandpaper, and a chemical bond would be something like an etch primer or a vinyl wash primer, something that etches the material that adds to the grip, for lack of a better word.
Okay, thanks very much. Annie, I hope that's helpful advice to you. If anybody has already been through the process of painting an exposed geyser and wants to tell Annie what they used and whether it worked or not, we'd welcome any follow-up by voice note or SMS. Okay, back to the DIY home hacks. Angela, this one really made me smile. Dents in the carpet. Anybody who has moved house or moved their furniture around, maybe you decided to redesign the living room during the holidays and shift everything around, and you might have moved the couches only to discover that they've left terrible dents in the carpet underneath them. This is a very clever hack for remedying that problem using an ice cube.
It's amazing, isn't it? And it actually does work, by the way, because I have tried it.
Okay.
So when you move a cupboard or the feet, generally indent the carpet, and they don't just, you know, come back to original position automatically. You have to help it along. So by putting some ice cubes within the dent, so if it's just a small little foot, you would need one ice cube. Put it in there, leave it overnight, and as the fibers of the carpet absorb the water, they sort of grow back into their original shape. And when you come there the next morning, there will be a little bit, will be a little bit damp, but you will have your carpet with no dent.
Fantastic. So a good old ice cube left there to melt and sit for a few hours overnight. The trick to getting the dents out of the carpet. Thank you very much. Thank you too to Arlene, who's WhatsApped with her own trick for getting scratches out of wooden surfaces. She says she uses mayonnaise on her Oregon pine floor and is left with no more marks. Same principle applies. I mean, mayonnaise has got a lot of oil in it, Angelo, so that would make sense.
Mayonnaise, it's new to me, but I would assume that because of the oil, the mayonnaise would help. I can't speak on any sort with any sort of confidence about it, but the oil is the defining factor within the walnut
solution.
Sort of
yeah.
pack.
Yeah. Arlene, I'm intrigued, and I've got Oregon pine floors at home, so I'm going home to test that one myself this afternoon. Thank you very much for the suggestion of the mayonnaise jar.
We'll have to find out which mayonnaise.
I wonder if it's a particular brand that works better than others. We don't know that. Okay, we're taking your SMSs to 31567 and your voice notes to 0725671567. The next question for you, Angelo, from Anonymous. What is a DIY segment without a leaking toilet? This one is says, the rubber ring behind my toilet pan outlet is leaking. Do I cut out the damaged rubber ring to fill it with the waxy ring? I don't understand what that means, but I'm hoping you can give us some clarity.
Okay, so if you're picturing your bathroom and there's the toilet with the system, mm-hmm. there's a little pipe that runs out the back that connects to the pipe within the wall.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there they have a seal or a waxy ring, and sometimes that leaks. It leaves like brown water. The best thing would be to, if you can't do it yourself, to get a plumber out. I wouldn't try and patch it. If you are trying to patch it, understand that it is a temporary patch and it will leak again. If you can do it yourself, then you can go and buy these waxy rings and you can replace them yourself. It's a little bit messy and cleaning up, but you can do it yourself. It's actually quite easy. Just remember to turn off the water at the shutoff valve, and empty your system, because you don't want your toilet. You don't want 10 liters of water running out onto your floor.
Onto your floor, yeah.
Then either place a bucket or a towel underneath that. Remove the system. You'll have to loosen it up. Remove it, and then you can insert a new waxy seal. As I say, it's kind of messy. You would have to clean it up. Make sure that it's packed in properly, and then you can reinsert the pipe from the toilet.
Okay, thanks. That sounds like definitely beyond my pay grade, Angelo, but some tips there for those who do have the skills to do that one at home. Appreciate it. The Oregon Pine scratch floor solutions keep on coming in. Kay reckons she uses peanut butter to remove scratches. And again, a nut-based oily product, same theme as the walnut, same theme as the mayonnaise. This time it's peanut butter, which I'd imagine must be relatively easy to apply and then clean off again at the end. Okay. I'm going to have to go home and try this, all these three different hacks on a different panel of my floor.
I just realized something when we refer to scratches.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're not referring to any sort of dent or indentation. Yeah. These are very light sort of scratches. And so you don't want to, a walnut oil is not going to work with a dent.
Yeah.
It's going to work with a very fine scratch. I think that one needs to keep that in mind, that it's not something that's very deep or very, very prominent. It's a fine scratch. It will work on that.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much for that. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in one or two or more of the big hacks, starting with one of the bugbears of the kitchen. Angelo, we all know that the chopping boards you use in the kitchen every day are unfortunately prone to becoming harborers of all kinds of bugs if you don't look after them properly, because there are nicks and cracks all over the place from being sliced where bacteria can hover. And it turns out that there's a very easy way to keep them nice and clean and hygienic, using the contents of your own pantry.
Sure. Simple. All you have to do is walk to your cupboard, get some lemon and some salt, some coarse salt, generally, and then you can rub the salt in with the lemon, rub it onto and through the cracks. Just make sure you get into the cuts and the grooves, etc., and so forth. And the salt will clean, and the lemon will disinfect. And then what we do at home with our wooden boards is we take olive oil and then we rub some olive oil over the boards as well.
Okay, and does that not, I mean, what if you're using that board to chop chocolate for a savory, a sweet dish? Do you not get any sort of residual flavor or scent from the olive oil?
I have a couple of boards, so okay. I've got the one specific board we use for that sort of chopping, that sort of cutting. We sort of layer with olive oil.
Okay, that's actually a really great tip that you've just shared, Angelo, to have separate boards for separate kinds of chopping. I know that is recommended by all home hygiene specialists, that you do designate the chicken and meat and vegetable boards separately from one another. But thanks for that tip in addition. So rubbing with a lemon, rubbing coarse salt into the board can be a great way. And then Angela recommends some olive oil at the end to help keep it in tip-top shape. We've got a voice note that's come through with a question for Angela. We'll share that with you after I've shared this feedback from Errol. Afternoon to you, Errol. He says you use an etch primer for galvanized steel before painting stainless steel. Why would you want to paint stainless steel, though, he asks, in the first place? I haven't seen a stainless steel geezer. It must be very expensive. But his recommendation is an etch primer for galvanized steel if you are wanting to paint the stainless steel. Thanks very much for that feedback, Errol. Let's take a listen to that voice note.
Hi, guys. If you do have a small dent in a wooden top or a floor board or something like that, what you can do, as long as it's not too deep, is put a couple of drops of water on and then use a hot iron that you would use for your clothes and just move it, move the tip of the iron over the area, and that can sometimes swell the wood back up to its original size. It might not work every time, but it will work sometimes. Anyway, cheers. John in Heart Bay.
John, thanks. That's a fabulous sounding tip. Andrew, have you ever heard of that before?
Yes, I have. And if I can just add something to that, it's preferable to, once you've put a little bit of water on, then to have a towel or a cloth or something that's also soaked in a bit of water, so that you can put the iron on top of that towel and then iron through over the dent, because there is a possibility that you couldn't burn your wooden floor.
Okay, so a damp towel between the surface and the iron. Yeah. Thanks very much. Okay, John, thank you. We're getting some really helpful DIY hacks today. This might be a related question. Diana asking on the WhatsApp how to get a coffee ring out of a yellow wood side table. I know everybody suggests rubbing cigarette ash into the ring, but in my experience, that didn't actually work. Angela, do you think any of these tips for scratches might work for a stain like that?
Well, I've heard of brown paper and an iron to remove watermarks off a coffee table. That one has come up a couple of times before. I've never actually done it, but I believe that it does work, and I think maybe we should give that one a try.
Okay, so that's for a watermark, and this one is a coffee mark, so there might be some additional staining involved there, but worth a try. Anybody else got a suggestion on how to get a coffee ring? I mean, that is, I'm misreading that. A coffee ring mark, I would guess, is a damp spot from a hot cup of coffee, right? Not necessarily stained with coffee itself. Sorry, I misread that. Okay, so Diana, try that brown paper and iron tip as well, and see if that works. Just like that, the time has flown away. Angela, we've got a whole long list of home hacks, so we'll keep the rest for our next conversation at the beginning of February, and I hope you'll keep well until then.
Thank you, and stay safe.
You too. Take care. Angela D'Ambrosia of IPMT Remedial Building Consultants and Paint Project Manager.